The archives of St. George's Parish in the fertile mountainous Gingerland section of Nevis record the marriage of John Fawcett to a British woman, Mary Uppington, on August 21, 1718. By that point, they already had two children, a daughter, Anne, and a son, John, the latter arriving 2 months before the wedding. In all likelihood, lulled by the casual mores of the tropics, the Fawcetts decided to formalize their link after the birth of their second child, having lived until then as a common-law couple, an expedient adopted by Hamilton's own parents. In all, the Fawcetts produced 7 children, Hamilton's mother, Rachel, being the second youngest, born circa 1729. A persistent mythology in the Caribbean asserts that Rachel was partly black, making Alexander Hamilton a quadroon or an octoroon. In this obsessively race-conscious society, however, Rachel was invariably listed among the whites on local tax rolls. Her identification as someone of mixed race has no basis in verifiable fact. The folklore that Hamilton was mulatto probably arose from the incontestable truth that many, if not most, illegitimate children in the West Indies bore mixed blood. At the time of Rachel's birth, the 4,000 slaves on Nevis outnumbered whites by a ratio of 4-1, making inequitable carnal relations between black slaves and white masters a dreadful commonplace. Evidence indicates that the Fawcett marriage was marred by perpetual squabbling, perhaps compounded by the back-to-back deaths of 2 of their children in 1736 and the blight that parched the island the next year. Mary Fawcett was a pretty, socially ambitious woman and probably not content to dawdle on a stagnant island. Determined and resourceful, with a clear knack for cultivating powerful men, she appealed to the Chancellor of the Leeward Islands for a legal separation from her husband. In the 1740 settlement, the Fawcetts agreed to live separately and apart for the rest of their lives, and Mary renounced all rights to her husband's property in exchange for an inadequate annuity of £53. It is possible that she and Rachel traversed the narrow 2-mile strait to St. Kitts, where they may even have first encountered a young Scottish nobleman named James Hamilton. Because her mother had surrendered all claims to John Fawcett's money, 16-year-old Rachel Fawcett achieved the sudden glow of a minor heiress in 1745 when her father died and left her all his property. Since Rachel was bright, beautiful, and strong-willed, traits we can deduce from subsequent events, she must have been hotly pursued in a world chronically deficient in well-heeled, educated European women. Rachel and her mother decided to start anew on St. Croix, where her much older sister Anne and her husband James Lytton had prospered, building a substantial estate outside the capital, Christiansted, called the Grange. The Lyttons likely introduced them to another newcomer from Nevis, a Dane named Johann Michael Levine, who had peddled household goods and now aspired to planter status. The name Levine, L-A-V-I-E-N, can be a Sephardic variant of L-E-V-I-N-E, but if he was Jewish, he managed to conceal his origins. Had he presented himself as a Jew, the snobbish Mary Fawcett would certainly have squelched the match in a world that frowned on religious, no less than interracial, marriage. From fragmentary evidence, Levine emerges as a man who dreamed of plucking sudden riches from the New World, but stumbled, like others, into multiple disappointments. The year before he met Rachel, he squandered much of his paltry capital on a minor St. Croix sugar plantation. On this island of grand estates, a profitable operation required 50 to 100 slaves, something beyond the reveries of the thinly capitalized Levine. He then lowered his sights appreciably and, trying to become a planter on the cheap, acquired a 50% stake in a small cotton plantation. He ended up deeply in hock to the Danish West India and Guinea Company. Beyond her apparent physical allure, Rachel Fawcett must have represented a fresh source of ready cash for Levine. For Alexander Hamilton, Johann Michael Levine was the certified ogre of his family saga. He rued the day that his grandmother auctioned her daughter off, as it were, to the highest bidder. In compliance with the wishes of her mother, but against her own inclination, Hamilton stated, the 16-year-old Rachel agreed to marry the older Levine, her senior by at least a dozen years. In Hamilton's blunt estimation, it was a hated marriage, as the daughter of one unhappy union was rushed straight into another.